The Rays and the Angels Saturday nights. Ladies, he's single. Alex Cobb looking to protect a 1-0 lead bottom two, but the right-hander in some hot water.
Next delivery, and there's a big cut and a miss right there by Simmons, and he struck him out. Fastball at 92 miles per hour. First strikeout of the game for Alex Cobb. Full count. Here's the payoff, and this is hit well into center field. Trout is going back. He's watching this one leave. Dead center. Home run for Morrison. That's his 25th of the year. It's a two-run shot, and now it's 3-0 Rays. Here's the next pitch, and that is a called third strike. Maben is out looking, and that's how the inning will end. Here's the next pitch, and that's a shot into right center field, and that's going to drop in, and they're going to get another run on it. Being waved home and coming in is Peterson. It'll be an RBI single for the nine-hole hitter, Sucre, who's now driven in his second run of the night, and it's now 4-0 Tampa Bay. And the pitch, and that one is hit well into center field. It's carrying out there, and that ball is gone. Boy, that was out by the rocks out there in center. Drive by Souza, his 18th home run of the season. That's the second homer of the night for Tampa Bay. And they get the run back that they gave up last inning, and they increase their lead. It's now 6-1, 3-2, and the payoff delivery, and that one is a foul tip held by the catcher Sucre, and Pennington, a strikeout victim for the second time tonight. There's one gone here in the bottom of the eighth.
The Rays double up the Angels 6-3. It's their eighth win in 11 games as they tie a season high with four straight wins. They've also won seven straight games at Angel Stadium, dating back to 2015. The Angels have had Mike Trout back in the lineup for two games, but the Halos are winless in those two games. The latest setback, a 6-3 loss to the Rays Saturday night. Here is Angels skipper Mike Socha.
You know, JC, there was a lot of action early. They had a bunch of hits early. He made some pitches to minimize some damage. Morrison got a hold of a fastball, for the home run. I thought JC's stuff was okay. It was, it wasn't that bad, but he had trouble making a pitch at times when he had to. But still, for him to, I think, rebound and finish strong is a good sign. And, we'll pick it up next start for him. Yeah, last night not so much on the offensive side. Tonight, I really thought we had good at-bats. We all did. We hit a lot of balls on the screws and nothing to show for it. So, even though, you look up, Cobb did a good job. But I know we hit our share of balls hard and nothing to show for it. So, we're going to turn the page on that. That is a good sign. We have to get a little a lot more continuity offensively. We need to pressure these teams, every inning. And as our lineup gets deeper, hopefully we'll see that. We hope so. He finished the first half hitting the ball hard. A tough game last night, tough first couple at-bats, but his last two at-bats, he was where we expect him to be, so that's a good sign.
The Angels try to bounce back on Sunday behind Parker Bridwell. He'll be opposed by Chris Archer.